Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 118. I'm Christy, your host. And I was thinking about this saying that everybody says that there's a cause and then that there is an effect. And when I was thinking about that, because that's like one of the laws, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. But I always used to think about it in terms of the outcome without really realizing that I have the control of whatever it is that would cause the effect in all aspects for the most part. And when I thought about that, I thought, okay, I mean, it's pretty complex to think about it in terms of your internal self, in terms of deliberately taking action with where you put your focus. Now, I remember saying this like about a year ago where I said like I was in like a whole emotional state. Like I was just like really operating out of a place of fear and just really not okay, to be perfectly honest. I was like really emotional and I was really scared about just my business and just the state of my relationships. And I was just not in a very good, solid place. And I remember thinking like, you know, I can't wait until I can really control the way that I feel, because I was feeling so rotten all of the time. I just remember thinking like, I can't wait until I feel strong enough to manage all of this pressure and all of this uncertainty. And I worked on it. I really worked on it. I really worked on what it was me overcoming my emotions. And it was not easy. It was not an easy thing to do. And I did it, and I did it every day. And I continued showing up every day, regardless of the feelings that I was feeling and the negativity and the fear. I just continued moving forward. And when you continue moving forward, you end up moving through it. You don't get over it. You have to move through certain situations, certain emotions to overcome them. And what I mean by moving through it is just like being there with it and just continuing to nudge your way ahead, even if it's like, you know, an eighth of an inch. You just do what you can do when you can do it and where you are. And that's what I did. It felt like a very long 7 months, but now that I'm on the other side, I feel like honestly just so much better and stronger and capable now that I'm in a better place. So it's just proven to myself that I can overcome the things in life where we don't have answers and we don't know what the outcomes of things are going to be. And you just have to move forward, and you have to move forward in faith. You have to have the smallest little glimmer of hope. And even when there is no hope, you don't give yourself the out. I think that's, at the end of the day, what successful people end up doing, is that they just don't give up. Literally, it's just that simple. Like, it's like you don't give up and you really try to sit and figure out what the next best thing is. Like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, how many times in my life have I not known what to do? And when you don't know what to do and you're kind of in this paralyzed, fearful state of emotion, you can't do anything because you're not clear-headed, you're not relaxed. And I've found that the best way to make decisions is when you are completely not emotional. But it's a process getting from being like hyper emotional about whatever it is going on in your world, going from that to being level-headed and clear-headed and being able to make decisions. So whether it takes like 10 minutes, whether it takes 10 hours, or whether it takes a few days, like you just need to like make decisions from a place of calm and clarity versus panic and fear. I think I've been deliberately trying to do that, and it's definitely helping me overcome all of the, it's helping me overcome the fear of not knowing, because now that I do know at least one of the foundational decisions I need to, in order to come to like a clear and accurate choice that might be the healthiest for me, I need to sit on things for a little bit. It doesn't always just happen, especially when you're in a crisis or something. You're like, okay, now what do I do? Now what is the next thing? And for me, preparing and planning things out has proven to be successful, and it hasn't even proven to be that much work. Like, just planning things out, facing things, mapping things out is really helping me from a strategic standpoint push my business forward. So it's been really pretty amazing in that way. Another thing that all of this does, all of this, like, I'm going to call it like overcoming my emotions, overcoming myself. It's just what it's actually doing, like physically, is breaking down all of the neural pathways in my brain, which I've been reinforcing and instilling for the past, I don't know, my entire life. So it's breaking those things down. It's like kind of dissolving those, and it's creating new neural pathways, new ways of approaching life, new ways of making decisions. It's really kind of incredible, because I didn't realize that I had the choice of changing myself. And I never realized the depth of which I needed to change myself in order to become a better me. But I really do understand it now, because it's all got to do with taking control of every part of who I am. So that includes like making decisions, that includes, you know, making decisions from a ready place in my head, like a calm place. That includes what I decide to let sit on my brain and in my heart. Like, somebody did something wrong to me, right? So am I supposed to sit and like let it fester and let it grow? And that's what I've really done for most of my life, is obsess about the wrong things and not obsess about the right things. And when that happens, you just kind of like sear that emotion into your brain, and it just becomes this loop then. Like, I have all of these loops of emotion that feel familiar to me, and I've had time to kind of observe them over the past several years now. And I'll get these familiar feelings of, like, I don't know, self-doubt or unworthiness or whatever it is. I get these insecure feelings and I'm like, oh, that feels familiar. And what I need to do then when I feel them is, like, literally let go of it. Because I feel, and it's interesting because, like, what I mean by let go is, like, I literally feel the tightness in my body when I'm feeling, like, insecure or scared or nervous about making a decision. Like, I feel the tightness in my muscles and in my body. And what I mean by let it go is, like, first, I just relax everything. I relax my face. I relax my chest. I carry a lot of stress in my chest and in my throat. And so I'll immediately just release those muscles and just kind of try calmly relaxing them. And then as I'm relaxing them, I feel like a little bit calmer. And I can actually, sometimes I'll do breathing. Sometimes I'll just, like, flush my brain basically and try to think of nothingness, almost like a subtle meditative state. So it's a lot of just, like, those types of exercises to kind of be gentle on myself when I'm going through this. And that's another really big thing for me, is just being really easy with myself. Because when I'm really easy with myself, I can be so much more empathetic with other people. When I'm hard on myself, which is what I've been my entire life, makes me mean, makes me feel bad, and it makes me act out in, like, harsh, unforgiving ways with others. And it's just, ugh, like, I don't want to feel that way. Don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be, like, the fun, funny, fun-loving person that I love about myself. That's the aspect of myself that I cherish. So, anyway, just a little mini lesson of self-improvement, coming to conclusions, different exercises and tools that I use to help myself. And I'm hoping maybe you guys got something out of it, got a few tips. Hope you guys are having a great week. So anybody who is a first-time listener or first-time shopper can go to the website www.stylereform.fashion, and you can use code POD, P-O-D, to get 20% off. Go and check the site out. We have new graphic sweatshirts, which people are obsessing about. They're really fun and so pretty and cuddly and perfect for the season and gift giving. Anyway, have a good one.